And listen, listen, I'm not trying to be funny. And I'm being very serious. I'm trying to help you to stand in the authority of the word. You ain't got to get scared. If God didn't speak to my spirit about giving or ministry, because listen, I am not under obligation and warrant to support somebody's smoking habit, their drinking habit. Y'all not hearing me here. And when God has said to me to bless somebody with some food, I always make clear, brother, are you hungry? Yes, I'm, brother. Just give me $2. No, what $2 gonna get you, brother? Let me run down here and get you some chicken. I'll be right back. I'm talking about when the Spirit speaks to me to do. No, that's all right, man. You ain't got to just give me $1. God bless you. Be filled in Jesus' name.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
Welcome to the Word of Faith Kingdom Church Broadcast with your host, Pastor James Broadnax. As the Bible says, they that worship God must worship Him in spirit and in truth. You're invited to worship services at 10:30 a.m. every Sunday morning at 4210 South MacArthur Drive in Alexandria. Now, let's join the broadcast.
God bless you and greetings in that all-powerful blessing and healing name of Jesus Christ. This is your friend and your apostle of prayer, James Broadnax, senior pastor of the Word of Faith Kingdom Church, located at 4210 South MacArthur Drive here in the city of Alexandria, Louisiana. Well, let me give you that personal invite to meet us this coming Sunday morning. Yes, a divine worship service at 10:30 a.m. All roads, all streets will be leading right here to 4210 South MacArthur Drive. Well, you know, I am just excited. I'm excited about what the Lord Jesus is doing through this miracle-working prayer blessing ministry. You know, we minister to hundreds and thousands of people every week on our Word Network broadcasts and on our Impact broadcast, which you catch us on the Word Network every Tuesday morning at 12:30 a.m. in the morning. You can catch us on the Impact Network every Friday morning at 5 a.m. And we are on many local radio stations across North Carolina and also here in Louisiana, reaching hundreds and thousands of people and praying and helping them through the power of prayer, faith, and prophecy. Yes, we believe that prayer can go where you can't go. We believe that prayer can touch things that you cannot touch with your physical hands. We believe that prayer can unlock locks and you don't even have to have a key. Yes, I believe that the strongest action that any person can take in any situation is to pray. And the Word of God said, well, the two agree on earth as touching anything that we ask the Father in Jesus' name, that it shall be done. Well, I want you to give me that opportunity to touch your life, that situation, with the power of prayer. I'm going to be by the telephone for the next hour, right here at 318-466-2001. 318-466-2001. 318-466-2001. Call me now, and let's touch and agree and believe God for the miracle, for the blessing, for the healing, for the deliverance. Let's believe God for that you need God to do for you today. But right now, I'm getting ready to take you into the sanctuary. I want you to experience what it's like when you come to this Word of Faith Kingdom Church. When you step into that sanctuary, I want you to feel the preaching. I want you to feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost moving in this sanctuary. Well, let us go right now into the sanctuary. And I'm teaching and I'm preaching under the influence of the Holy Ghost.
A lot of great companies that some of your loved ones work for. Guess what? Guess what? They are great Fortune 500 companies because whoever started it, what? Believe what they believe. I think about FedEx all the time, Fred Smith, and in his book, how that when he started FedEx in Memphis, Tennessee, believing that he can ship packages all over the world, and during that first Christmas season, he shipped 5 packages. And that was only to his relatives. And then, it helped me, Holy Ghost, and every investor he had pulled out on him. Said, this is a sinking ship and we ain't going down with it. But guess what? He believed what he believed. And because he believed what he believed, FedEx is all over the world. Y'all ain't hearing what I'm saying here. It just didn't happen by no accident. No, he believed in his vision. He believed in his dream. And when you really believe what you believe, that's when it's going to start happening for you. I wish I had just a little help in here. I'm talking here. I mean, you see it. You see it. History even tells you about it. Come on here. Man, let me tell you something here. You can jump on a jet in the morning. I wish I had help. 2 hours later or so, you in New York. Are you hearing me? All because there was two brothers believe what they believe. Come on, had nobody ever seen a machine fly through the air and carry people? Now, they seen birds, but they had never seen a machine. But these two guys, help me, Holy Ghost, they had vision that of a machine that could fly through the air and carry passengers. And now jets is everywhere because they what? Believe what they believe. Whoo, see, there's some things in you that God's going to activate this week. There's some dreams in you that's been laying dormant. I wish I had help in here. There's some ideas in you that's been just laying dormant. But God's getting ready to activate this thing now. I wish I had help in here. You may just be one idea away from the greatest blessing of your life. You just got to open your spirit up and begin to let God speak. Come on here and then believe what God is speaking. Can I get somebody to bear witness up in here? Do I have anybody in here that have big dreams? Do I have anybody in here that have big goals? Do I have anybody in here that have really actually prayed and asked God to cancel all your debts? I said, do I have anybody have ever prayed and said, Lord, I want to pay my house off. Lord, I want all my credit cards paid off. God, I just want to live a debt-free life. Have anybody ever prayed that prayer? Well, let me tell you, all things are possible to him that believeth. Do I have any help in here? But the question is, do you believe what you believe? Do you believe that God is able to do the exceedingly and abundantly?
Above all your acts of faith, I need somebody got the Holy Ghost. Look at your neighbors. I don't know about you, but I believe what I believe. Can you say, yeah? I believe that I am the head and not the tail. Can you say, yes, Lord? I believe that I am the blessed of the Lord. Yes, I am. I'm blessed coming in. I'm blessed going out. Can you say, yeah? And I don't care what nobody says. I believe what I believe. Can you say, yeah? I'm trying to tell y'all, we're coming into a season now that the miracle is in your mouth. You're gonna speak that thing, and that thing going to manifest. Can you say, yeah? Right where you have mountains of debt, you got to open your mouth in the midst of debt and shout, I'm debt free. Owe no man nothing but to love him. Touch your neighbor on the shoulder and say, hey, neighbor, do you have enough faith to open your mouth and throw your head back and shout, I'm debt free, and I owe no man nothing but to love him. Somebody shout glory in here. There's about five of you in here. You need to open your mouth and shout, I am debt free, owing no man nothing but to love him. Can you say, yeah? I believe what I believe. You've got to believe that you're going to succeed. You've got to believe that God's going to do it for you. Can you say, yeah? Can I prophesy here? God is going to come through for you. Can you say, yeah? I know it's been a fight, but I'm trying to tell you, you win it, and you don't even know it. Can you say, yeah? Just hold on just a little while longer, and you're going to see God show up in your life. Can you say, yeah? Your son gonna have the best careers. Can you say, yeah? Your sons and daughters gonna marry the right woman or man. Can you say, yeah? Look at your neighbor, say, neighbor, the reason I know this, because the oil that's on my life is gonna run on daylight. Can you say, yeah? It's happening because I believe what I believe. Can you say, yeah? Do anybody in here believe that God this week here gonna make a way out of no way? Do anybody in here believe this week here that God's gonna open a door that can't no devil shed in your face? Do anybody up in here believe this week here that you gonna get some money that you didn't even work for? Money that you didn't even sweat for? Money that you just believe for? Can you say, yeah? I'm trying to tell y'all, Mary, it's gonna happen when you believe what you believe. Blind Bartimaeus said, James brought next, let me testify. Come on, blind Bartimaeus, and he'll tell you, let me tell you my story. Blind Bartimaeus said, I was a beggar. I made my living sitting on the side of the road, begging for a quarter of a dime. But he said, but one day I heard a testimony from over in Matthew 9 that two blind men followed behind Jesus, saying, that son of David, have mercy on me. That blind Bartimaeus heard their testimony and how that they their sight was restored, how they left with 20/20 vision. So how many know one day blind Bartimaeus sitting there getting his bag on, had on his bag and clothes. And as he sat there, he heard a lot of noise, and he asked somebody, what is this going on? It ain't Christmas yet, and it sound like a Christmas parade. And they told blind Bartimaeus,